Welcome to the SearchSystemsChannel.com podcast. This is Elaine Hom, Associate Features Editor. This podcast is a supplemental feature to the FAQ Guide on Vista Deployment Services, featuring expert Peter Pruzzese, author of Tricks of the Windows Vista Masters. Welcome, Peter.
Thank you.
Peter, we're going to discuss some of the questions from the FAQ Guide a little more in depth than in the guide. What are some common software pitfalls one should worry about when deploying Vista?
Software pitfalls seem to be the biggest complaint amongst people that are using Vista these days. And the reality is that the software developers are the ones to blame, not necessarily Microsoft. I know that's hard to believe because oftentimes we like to point the finger at Microsoft, but for years, Microsoft has been trying to encourage developers to try to put things properly in the registry, but they didn't enforce it at first. Well, now they're enforcing it, and they're using the new user account control to ensure that a user is who they say they are when they try to access the software. So some of the pitfalls that come into play involve persons not being able to access their software, or they have to have administrative credentials to access that software. In some cases, people have found that software doesn't even install because they're not installing it as an administrator. So there's ways around those pitfalls, and Microsoft actually provides some free tools in order to assist administrators and even common users in deploying their software and getting it to work properly for them. One of those tools is the Application Compatibility Toolkit, which is in version 5.0, and Microsoft actually gives that away for free to anyone who wants to download it. If you download the tool, you also have to install another tool called the Application Verifier, but there's a little tool inside the Application Compatibility Toolkit called the Standard User Analyzer, and this is a pretty advanced and intense tool. But the fact is that it will fix most of your software deployment issues. And the way it does this is you run the tool, you run the application as an administrator, and then the tool looks and sees what problems you're going to have with this software if you try to run it as a standard user. And there's one little button that says Apply Mitigations. It will apply whatever changes to the ACLs or the access control list, those are the permissions for your system. It will apply those changes, and then a standard user will be able to log in and use that software. So the software issues are there. They're absolutely there, and software developers need to really step it up and work with the procedures that Microsoft gives them. But there are tools in place that can help an administrator to make sure that all of their software is running properly.
Are there any specific applications that you know of that cause these problems or that, you know, resellers need to be wary of?
Actually, there are a couple of different applications that have come my way. One was QuickBooks, and the newest version of QuickBooks seems to be working just fine. Quicken, it was another one. Some of the older versions are the ones that are having the most difficulty, and of course, that's usually the case. Individuals try to keep their software for as long as possible. They don't want to upgrade their software if they don't have to, but unfortunately, when you try to install some of these applications onto a Vista system, sometimes it just simply won't work at all. In some cases, it won't even install. So there has to be ways around that. And software developers were a little slow in terms of making little fixes. So they call these things shims. When you have a software application that doesn't really work and you kind of use a shim to get it to work properly in Vista, and that's what the Standard User Analyzer will do. Those are two. The other applications, I would say, are some of even the standard ones that Microsoft has included. For example, the system configuration. That's a tool that msconfig.exe that works fine if you're an admin, but won't work if you're a standard user. And so you can use the user analyzer to also correct those types of problems.
So from a reseller's perspective, you know, this could even allow them the opportunity to resell some software. You know, if people have old versions of the software that's not going to work with Vista, when doing a Vista deployment, they could package it with more updated software, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The thing with Vista that people are really frustrated about is the cost of Vista and then the software issues. So they don't want to pay money for things and then have these types of issues hit them. But the problem is that the software issues are not Microsoft. It's because of the actual vendors and what they need to do in order to fix these things. So if they can fix these things, then resellers can definitely take the software and resell it and be able to make a profit off the fact that now it works.
So, Peter, you have spent, your time writing this book about Vista. What do you have to say to all of the people who are desperately trying to save XP and have been campaigning for Microsoft to keep XP around?
Well, I do understand their concerns, and I realize that in some cases, in many cases, going to a new operating system may be a mistake. And the reason I can say that is because I've seen how people react when they see Vista. It scares users, the new interface and some of the new tools. And so we never want our users to be afraid of their operating system. So that's a valid concern. If software is not working properly, that's another valid concern. And there's ways that administrators can get around those things. But a lot of admins don't have time to play around with their software and get it to work. If it's already working in XP, then they want to just keep XP. But the good news is that even though Microsoft is going to stop selling XP, they're not stopping the support for XP. In fact, just recently they came out with Service Pack 3 for XP. So Microsoft is showing that they are willing to support XP for a continued period of time. There will be support, you know, for many years to come on XP. They're just trying to stop the official sale of it so that they can move forward. You know, XP was released in 2001, so it makes sense for Microsoft to want their newest operating system to really be taken seriously. And so the best way from a marketing perspective is to stop selling XP on the open market. But that doesn't mean that people won't get the support that they need from Microsoft.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Peter.
You're welcome. It was good being with you today.
Be sure to check out the rest of this FAQ guide on Vista deployment at www.searchsystemschannel.com/Vista. This has been Elaine Hom and featured expert Peter Brazizi, and thanks for joining us.